feelings. He was in a lot of pain. He sat down on a bench. He went to God. He expressed his application, and he felt a sense of ease and peace that it was going to be okay no matter what. And in fact, she came out of it, whatever, it doesn't, it's not relevant. And then he left. And then my sponsor got up at the podium, and he said a few things, and he said a lot of prolific things. But he said, you know, I just thank my God for being in that person's life and was there for him when he asked for him to be there. And I sat there, and I'm like, whoa. He just thanked God for God being in somebody else's life when they made a petition for God to be there. What kind of world could we live in if I can thank God for when you tell me about how you asked God to be with you and God was there? What kind of world is possible? It just showed me the possibilities were unlimited. And another concept was that if I lived in a world, imagine if you lived in a world where nobody ever had to change for you. That you could accept them exactly the way they are. That you could see through them like a piece of glass. And if you don't live in that world and you need that world, you need that world to be objective in step four, first of all. Because if you don't look through people like a piece of glass, you'll never look through yourself like a piece of glass and not take it personal. And then recognize that every one of you got up this morning. And some may have been more successful or less successful. It's not relevant. The impetus of the morning is, I hope something great happens today. Every morning you wake up, you're hoping that something wonderful happens. Every human being wakes up in the morning and has that grain of hope for something good to happen today. So that means that every day you've woken up, no matter what you've done with your life, you may not have the proper information or knowledge to manifest or come to fruition for that. But every person that wakes up in every morning, that means drunk or sober, it doesn't matter, is hoping today's going to be the day. So that means that you've all given it your best. And your best, as the road narrows, gets better and better because your abilities are stronger because the tools that you've implemented and learned how to use in your life. So your best gets better and better. But to know you didn't do your worst, you've done your best. Let's start there.